Actually, I'll use this one.
Good morning, Bill Beattie.
Yeah, hi. Is this Bill?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Bill. My name's Reuben Goldstein. I'm a senior underwriter at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. I tried to call you on your other line, but it just was a very bad connection. Can I give you my phone number in case you get disconnected?
Sure.
All right. It's 858. 866.
Mm-hmm.
9102.
Okay.
And my name, like I said, is Reuben Goldstein. So I understand you got an email notice that your file was closed out, and then
yeah, well, it didn't say closed out. It said basically to the effect that we have been declined. And I went, well, okay, well, that's not quite correct because you guys actually did offer us a deal which we declined to accept.
When we decline a file, it's basically us closing out a file due to certain inactivity. I think just to address a few things, I think your concern is that it shows up on your credit report. Is this correct?
Yeah, that would be one of them, Reuben. Yeah.
Where do you get that idea?
What do you mean, where do I get that idea? Because I've had it happen to me in the past.
Has someone told you that declines show up on your credit report?
I have actually had a decline show up on our credit report, and we had to go through Experian and have it removed, yes.
A decline or a charge-off?
No, a decline. What you guys sent me here is an application status change, and it says declined.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And the actual statement is a statement of credit denial. And all I sent in a call, and to Danny, was very clearly, why are you sending that to us when we actually weren't denied credit? You offered us a proposition. We declined to accept it. So how could that be a statement of credit denial?
Well, to kind of clarify something, I don't know who told you this, but I've been with our firm for 9 years. I've looked at probably tens, if not hundreds of thousands of credit reports. There's nowhere on an Experian credit report where it says if someone is approved or declined. That's not a section in a credit report.
Okay, just let me say this to you, okay? I'm not making this stuff up. It's happened, and right now we are working with both Dun & Bradstreet and Experian to clean up the disaster that's on our credit reports. The statements that are on our credit reports are terrible, and we take direct responsibility for that. I'm busy running a business. I actually need to spend more time seeing what crap people are putting on my credit report. I got UCC filings there. You don't have to tell me. It's my company. I'm taking care of it. I got UCC filings on there that were closed out years ago. It's a mess. And it needs some attention. It's going to get it.
But you're talking about your business credit, correct?
I'm talking about my business credit reports. That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
And then when I look at a statement of credit denial here, to me, you're saying you denied us credit. In fact, you didn't deny us credit. You actually offered us credit. We denied it. We didn't accept the terms.
When we close out the file, we don't report decline. We never reported the decline to credit. That's not what we report. Okay. We just pull credit. One thing I would like to ask you is you were working with, I think, a junior underwriter here, Nicole, correct?
Yes, correct.
I can understand the frustration. I know you understand busy running a business. And I just want to get some feedback from you. I know you applied with us. You applied with several brokers that were shopping your deal around.
I didn't. That's interesting as well. The only one I applied with is one that we already worked with in the past and are in good standing, and that was Western Funding. And apparently they went to Bank of Cardiff as well, which I wasn't aware of because Danny has been chasing me, one of your representatives, been chasing me for over a year. Okay, so I went and we applied to Bank of Cardiff directly ourselves, and then our notes coming up due almost paid off with, which is through On Deck, through Western
Capital.
And Western Capital came back, and I guess they were shopping a deal, and they were shopping at the Bank of Cardiff as well, which was unbeknownst to me.
I think it's been, I don't know if it's been shopped to us. It might have been shopped to one of our partners. I can just give you some feedback, and at the end of the day, the underwriter is supposed to kind of educate you about what's available in the marketplace, not try to push you to any specific product. So you have a loan with On Deck. That's correct, and you're almost done with that loan. Is that accurate?
Almost done, yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. And we offered you a loan for an additional $95,000, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay. Can I ask why that loan you didn't feel was something that worked for your business?
Yeah, the factor rate was ridiculous. It came up 1.43 factor they were using.
Over what term?
Over whatever, 12 months or whatever the case may be. It's ridiculous. I got an offer of substantially more. What I explained to Danny was, the product doesn't work for us. We're a manufacturing company. We're not in retail. We don't have cash flow every day. So we are looking to have a higher credit line where we could pay as we use the money and pay it back in and not pay it on a daily basis.
We have that product. What amount were you looking for?
We are looking to establish a line for around $250.
And what was this money being used? What was the money being used for?
The business, to finance my inventory to get finish off orders that we already have in-house. I supplied detailed financials. I also supplied our income statements, our tax return for 2014. The 15 hasn't been filed yet because due to extension. I even gave my last quarter results. We've been profitable for 14 and 15, and we have a very strong, and I even gave him a current order backlog of the existing business in-house that we have that we're looking to ship prior to the end of the year. And basically, all I'm doing is looking to finance inventory to complete the orders I already have.
Okay, yeah, I can.
The day-to-day thing doesn't work for us. We're a manufacturing company. And I do business with big pharmaceutical medical device companies, and their payment terms are now 75 to 90 days.
Okay.
So it's a real tough thing for us. But they came back with, a factor point of 1.43. I've had numbers here come in at 1.30, 1.29, which are still excessively high, but I get it. We're the ones who got our company in the
Did you take any of those loans at the end of the day?
Not yet, but they're calling me like every
day. Yeah, people are highly...
Today. When are you signing? We're sending you the DocuSign documents to sign, and I've hesitated to do it yet because we're very close to, by the end of the year, I have a bank loan that'll be paid off. I believe the online's probably down around 20, I don't know, my wife could tell you, 23, 24 grand. So we're very, very close to having this stuff off our back. But right now we're paying debt service in the tune of $22,000 a month. And I'm saying we pay 22 grand a month. That should be against the line somewhere instead of, what we're doing currently. But I sent very detailed financials. But the thing that aggravated me more than anything, and I appreciate your call, Ruben, was the statement of credit denial. I'm going like, why are you sending me
It's when we close out of files because, okay, from our experience, customers will come to us and they'll say, well, this is approved 3 months ago and try to kind of forward our sharp feet to the fire. But I'd like to, you seem like a pretty reasonable person, so I'd like to give you some feedback on your file. It sounds like someone really hasn't given you that feedback. And it sounds like you've been inundated with offers. And I think it's my role, hopefully, to give you some education on what's available, why we made our decision, and then at least give you that information so you have it in your kind of, you kind of have it. So, right now, I have nothing bad to say about OnDeck. I think they're a really good company. It sounds like you worked with a broker previously. OnDeck is a really good company. They're great. Right now, there are some, whether it's right or wrong, our credit officer looked at the file. They said there's a lot of NSFs, and right now, so you weren't qualified for insured product of our programs because there's some bouncing payments on deck. They weren't sure if you're in collections or not. I'm sure you're aware what's going on with your personal credit, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know what's going on. To keep this company alive, my personal credit suffered a ton to keep this place alive over the last 2 years. So I'm aware of that.
So to kind of give you some ideas of what we provide and what's there in the marketplace, I can give you some ideas. So we provide both daily and weekly and monthly working capital loans. What are our factors? Well, if at the end of the day, a working capital loan, $200,000, if it's secured, it's one thing. If it's cash, it's something completely different. You're not buying this money and equipment. But if you want to know if you have perfect credit and everything's super, super clean, what is the average person getting from us? Well, they're probably getting a factor of over a year, probably like a 115, because they're paying 15 cents on the dollar because they're very, very low risk, and that's probably a returning customer. The standard pricing in this industry, and can I ask what you paid for OnDeck, what your factor was?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I don't know exactly, but I'm going to tell you it's around, I think, 0.33 the first time. It's below that now. I think it's like around 2.7.
They did a renewal, correct?
Yeah, I've done two already.
Okay, you've done two already. Okay, so you got a relationship and you did a 1.33 and you probably paid a few fees and it went down. So right now, that's pretty standard. So I think what's happening on your file specifically is you're probably working with a lot of salespeople who are trying to kind of make you happy, and because you get a lot of offers in the mail, and so these are typically commission-only people. So to give you an idea of the factor, if you want to, I mean, there's a few ways that I could give you an idea. If you want to clean up everything, get everything clean, clean up the personal credit, and that's reasonable, and you can do that, and you can hold off on funding, you can always come back to us in 3 or 4 months and say, hey, look, Danny, I've got my personal credit collected. It's a 530, right? You know your score's a 530, correct?
Right. I'm aware of that.
Yeah, and, you know, realistically, can you get things changed in a few months? Probably not, although I have seen it happen. So you could maybe call Danny back in 4 or 5 months and say, hey, Danny, I've cleaned up everything on the personal credit. Scores right now is 670, but all the past collections are clean. Get me a really good factor, and I'll do business.
There is no collections on me personally. But so right off the bat, I don't have anybody and any collections on my personal credit. None. Zero.
Okay, so that might be something where we're seeing something different than what you're saying. So
you must be seeing something different because there's not one.
Do you have a pen handy?
Sure.
So when I refer to collections, I'm also referring to past due amounts that are creditors are claiming that you owe that have not been paid.
Okay.
So let's kind of go through your past due. Let's see what it is. So bear with me. Your credit report's pretty long, so I gotta thumb through this whole section. So the total past due amount on your credit is $27,981.
Is that my son's student loan from Nelnet?
No, that's one of them. But let's see. There's also a. Let's take a look. There's some medical collections. There's other. So the biggest loan is there's one from Wells Fargo ELT, Nelnet. And then there's another collection related to it. And then there's something else from.
Collection? I am not in collection with Nelnet.
It says collection or past due. To us, it's one and the same.
Oh, okay. Past due. My son's student loan.
And then there's something else from Integrated Business Systems for $2,800. That is a collection. It says account type collection department agency attorney. It's for 2821. Executive credit management, and the original creditor was Integrated Business Systems.
Never heard of them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, sometimes people don't realize what's on the credit report. We're obviously not making any of this stuff up.
Right.
So we want to, you know, you can go to biannualcreditreport.com. You're entitled to a free report a year as a consumer. But, you know, to give you feedback on your file, now let me take a look at your bank statements, because credit's only part of it, and make sure. Give me a second here. But I guess the people, is everyone offering you like something around the $95,000 mark?
No. As a matter of fact, that's not even what I asked for. That's what they came back to re-up for. That's not even what I requested. And all these people coming to me, I'm not following up with any of these people, neither is my wife, incidentally. The only people we've spoken to were Western Capital Funding and the Bank of Cardiff, because Danny was kept coming back to me and coming back to me. I am not out there openly soliciting other deals from other banks, and I haven't been doing that.
So can you give me some feedback on what, obviously there's that big mark of the student loans. So what happened there?
What do you mean what happened there?
Can you give me some feedback? Obviously, that's a pretty big dollar amount. I don't think it accurately reflects your credit risk, so I'd like to get a little feedback on kind of what happened
Exactly. It's my son's student loan from when he went to university.
Okay. And is it being paid? Is it being settled?
I co-signed for it. Right. And it's delinquent. Yeah, so I'm on the hook for it.
Okay. Is there a plan to get it rectified?
Yes, certainly there is. It's already been taken care of. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, give me one second. I'm just putting some notes here.
He can pick up making his payments again. In the meantime, I'm on the hook for it.
But are there being payments made right now, or there's nothing official?
Yes. As far as I know, that we've been taken care of with Nelnet, and everything's been taken care of.
Oh, so there's like a settlement agreement.
No, not a settlement agreement. We've agreed to pay every month, I guess, whatever it is. It worked out. Yeah, they sent some forms here, and they said that was being removed from my credit report.
Ah. Did you get I mean, that's really important information we should take a look at, obviously. That changes everything.
My wife took care of that.
Hey,
yeah,
Laura,
but...
can I see you for a minute?
I just yelled in the other office to my wife.
Yeah,
She just took care of all of this. And I just signed off a bunch of forms, and they said they were removing this from my credit report. Let's close the door for a second. I'm talking to a guy on the phone here. Regarding our Nelnet, all those forms you sent back in, they're removing all that delinquent stuff off my credit report, correct? Isn't that what those forms said? Yes. Has that been done? Did you send it in?
Yes,
she sent it in. It's and they take $200-something on the 20th of every month from my account.
Okay. So
yep,
I think
they were removing that as being delinquent from the credit report. It was on a credit report that I was delinquent. Okay, you've ever heard of international business systems? You've ever been put into collections personally for an international business systems? I've not only not heard of them, my wife doesn't know them either. So I don't know what that is. We've got to get our credit reports cleaned up. There's a lot of shit on there, and it's bad. I'm talking to somebody. So, but yeah, but no, that's taken care of. Right. Yeah. I'm just explaining we're taking care of Jeff's student loan because I co-signed for it. Yeah.
All right. So to kind of give you a little.
It's all been taken care of with Nelnet, and they were supposed to remove that from my credit report.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
So let me just kind of give you some feedback on what was transpiring on your file, because I don't think this conversation's really been had, and I think, you know, you're just, it's gone straight to the sales side, not really the education side. So when you're bouncing any payments on a working capital loan, it automatically goes to an extremely high-risk program, a high default rate program.
Okay, but let me just say, well, I got my wife here. Are we in any on deck? Are we delinquent with on deck?
No.
We are not delinquent with on deck.
There were two or three payments that were about
4 or 6
months ago.
Okay.
And they said we can add them to the end. We had options of adding
them. Was that when the bank account was hacked?
Yeah,
there were 2 to 3 payments we had with OnDeck. They added them to the back end of it. Our bank account was hacked. It's a long story. Our bank account was hacked.
I told OnDeck to give them.
All right. Well, you're in good standing with OnDeck.
Yes.
We were in good standing with OnDeck. They said we could pay it now or add it to the end. So my wife added it to the end.
Okay. So just to kind of educate you about what's kind of happening in your file, and I think, like I said, it hasn't been done, so it's my role here. So when there's any types of NSFs, your relationship of OnDeck is honestly none of our business. It really isn't.
Clear.
But when there's any types of NSFs or bounce payments, you go kind of somewhat automatically. So if you look at it, you can look at your daily balances, right? So if you look in, do you have your bank account in front of you by any chance?
No, I don't have it.
So, for example, on the 10th of the month, your account, or on the 8th of the month, your account goes from 4,000, 3,000, 2,000, and then it starts going very low, and then it goes negative. So, in June, it starts going negative. And then it gets back up pretty healthy. But since these loans are, and then if you look at the loan, so did you notice that at the end of your June bank statement, the account was negative?
My wife handles that, yes, and she's your one, yes.
Okay, so it was when accounts go negative, and I'm not trying to be rude or talk down to anyone, but when accounts go negative, especially at the end of the month, especially anything over $1,000, there's very few programs available because it's considered high risk. And so I think there's a few different options available for you in the marketplace, and hopefully you appreciate my feedback. So the first option... Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
So the first option is... How are these loans underwritten? Well, they're looked at pretty much business credit, personal credit, and overall cash flow. So option one that I would tell you is, if you're searching for better rates, longer terms, the reality is the solution is to wait. Wait for 4 or 5 months. One of the most key things is to get qualified for the best available programs. Like I said, those really cheap rate factors. you've got to have at least an average daily balance of at least $3,000 and no overdrafts for the last 3 months, because that puts you in a category that's lower risk than having kind of any types of NSFs.
For example, your average daily banking rate was what? $23,000 a day, right?
Yeah, but you can't have anything under $3,000. You can't have, that's a minimum daily balance. It has to be that or over. So when you have anything under $3,000, any day that goes under $3,000, but especially if you have any NSFs or late payments, the reason why that's high risk is the following. When these loans are sold off, so it will be audited. They'll say, well, what kind of loan category is this? And they'll say, well, unfortunately, Bill, they don't look at you as a person. They look at you as a number. That's kind of, I'm sure you're aware of that. And they say, well, in this month, the account ended in negative. So, and many lenders can't even do anything when the account ends negative. We can, but some lenders refuse to even touch those files. So if you're looking for something that's probably, say, $100,000 and $150,000, much lower rate factors, can we do that? Yes, we would just have to wait 3 or 4 months, maybe 5 months, until the accounts got clean and the credit got clean, got proof that your history was there. What are some other options? If you wanted to move forward with funding, I think a lot of people are going to, I used to be on the sales side, so I'm pretty confident in what I do for a living, and I'm sure people are telling you, oh, we've got the best rates, everything's super cheap. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is accurate, but I just want to, again, be clear, we're not out there shopping for credit.
There's nothing wrong for shopping for credit. I shop for credit, customers shop for credit, there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't make someone a bad person. That's what business owners do. But what I would kind of tell you is this. If you wanted funding now, there are programs available for you. They're just higher risk programs. I think Bank of Cardiff and probably whoever you're working with, is the loan's underwritten at a partner lender of ours. So it's not our funds, it's someone else's funds. So if you are interested in that funding, that specific loan, we can just do your deal for, I'll instruct your sales rep to do your deal for very, very little commission, very, very cheap to earn your business. But the whole issue is, it's still not going to be at a rate factor of a 1.2. They can reduce your cost. It's just not going to be at a rate factor of something that you feel, works for your business. And that's the inherent challenge here.
Yeah. The bigger challenge is there's really two. First of all, we're trying to pay from paying on a monthly basis, number one. And second of all, we prefer to pay on a monthly basis from a cash flow perspective. As I explained to you earlier, we go 60 to 75 days chasing Procter & Gamble and Pfizer to pay us. Sometimes 90, and then they find an excuse that the T's weren't crossed, the I's weren't dotted, or whatever the case may be, and then they start the whole cycle over again. I've talked to peers in the business for a while. Big thing is Rap Aid went through a very difficult 2 years. We've got a very strong order backlog. We were profitable in 15. We were profitable in 14. We've almost paid down our debt with Santander, and this loan we have with OnDeck is almost finished. What we're looking to do is get working capital to finish off everything that we have in order backlog, which roughly is well over $1 million.
I know a lot of people don't like daily or weekly payments and they want monthly, but to me it's two halves, one dozen. To me that's not the biggest issue. Sometimes it's the time length of the issue. So if you're looking for something that's, and it sounds like the reason you haven't signed with these loan documents is A, and forgive me for taking kind of liberty here, it sounds like that you just don't know if this loan will even help you. Is that accurate? Regardless of, even if this loan is done, it might not necessarily help your business. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, $95,000 doesn't do anything for us, and then we're going to pay $30,000 for the pleasure of borrowing $95,000. No, it doesn't.
Okay. Well, there are some other programs out there, and you said you were a manufacturer. Do you own any strong collateral, any equipment outright, like trucks, vehicles, manufacturing equipment?
Well, first of all, everything in our plant. We own a complete machine shop. Sure, we own it all. I don't understand. We just moved into a new 15,000 square foot facility at the 1st of June, and mm-hmm. We pretty much paid all the moving costs, at least all the improvements ourselves right out of our pocket. I have a full functioning machine shop here, yes. And the question, we own it all.
What's it worth?
I'd have to get an appraiser to come in, but if I had all the equipment in the back, our CNC equipment and everything, I've got at least $250,000 to $300,000 out there.
Okay. So I think...
And an inventory, we got $500,000 or $600,000 of paid up inventory.
Well, there's two other products that might be a better fit for your business. Because I think what's happening is, I think that you have Bank of Cardiff and another agent you're working with trying to present a loan offer, but look, like I said, I'll instruct your sales rep to do your deal for very, very cheap. I don't know if it, you know, you said for borrowing 30,000 and borrowing 95 and paying back 30. If that number goes to 20, the answer is, does that really help you? I don't know that answer, but there are two other products that might be a good fit. I guess the question I would ask you is, before going into them and spinning your wheels, what is your time frame? Is this something that is a need, this cash, or is this something that's just more of a want?
No, this is a need. No, we actually have a lot of orders in-house where I need to see what get the rest of the materials in to complete these orders and ship them out. I'm talking about shipping machines in September or October.
When is your, and what, so when are you looking, like, what's your time frame to make a decision? Is something that needs to be done this week, next week? What is the real timeline here?
I would say we want to get it done. Well, we would have got it done already if we had got what we were looking for. We certainly want to get it done this week.
Okay. And what is your on-deck balance, by the way?
It was...
I'm gonna
be like 22. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. It was 27, wasn't it? When they, I saw it.
Between 20 and 24,000.
Correct.
20 to 24.
22,000.
I'd have to look at it.
Right.
It'd be lower. Well, no, it'd be a little bit higher.
Okay. Well, let's see. Give me a second. Give me 1 second. So there's two programs we have. One is factoring, and one is where we do a secured loan against the equipment. We do that a lot, but to be frank with you, based on your time frame, I do not think that's something that would work for your business. I just think it's something it's just way too long. It's gonna take us 3 to 4 weeks, and that's probably not in your strike zone. So here's what I would think is something that I'd like to do, and kind of with your okay. Looking at your file, it looks like your bank statements for the month of June, you had a really good June. I'm assuming it's a lot of money in and a lot of money out. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Okay. So what I want to do is I want to keep you online real quick where I look at your other bank statements. Thanks for your time, by the way. I appreciate it.
Oh,
no worries. Yeah, but just to confirm, there's nowhere for us to report the clients on credit. I don't know. I've never seen that in my life. So we've got your month here for on deck. And your payment right now for the on deck is $515. Is that correct?
There you go.
Okay. So you had you can have like really big blowout months or really small months. They're highly volatile. Okay,
sure.
I understand.
Sound like a roller coaster.
Yep, gotcha. Understand. Bill, what is your one question? It's missing here. What is your monthly rent?
Here it is, $8,200 and something, and then of course CAM charges on top of that. It comes up to about $11,500 a month.
It's 10 and 11.
Oh, it's not 10.
Who charges? You said who charges on top of that? I couldn't hear you.
Our CAM charges, you know, all our common area maintenance charges. And
stuff. Okay, gotcha.
It's around $11,000 a month.
Okay. So looking at your file, here's what I would think based on your time frame, what you told me, if this is something that we could do if you're interested. We have basically, you're competing against, I guess our rep is trying to sell you the same approval, and just, I don't know if that approval really even helps you. I think it's kind of a race to the bottom dollar. There is one other program that I think if you can wait a day, it's worth exploring. Let me just give you what those rates look like. So before, you know, I take a look at this, you can understand what you'd be offered. We have a very kind of unique program where if it qualifies, we will give you a 6 to 10 month loan at reduced, a 6 to 12 month loan at reduced pricing. I can give you an answer by today on that, whether it would work or not. If not, we can duke it out on this other loan. But the rate factor on that you're looking at, over a 12-month term is usually around a 1.24, and the rate factor over a 15-month term is a 1.27. It is something cheap. It is something cheaper. The cutoff on that program is a 500 FICO. The reason I don't think your file was initially submitted, just to give you some feedback on that, is there are some very stringent NSF guidelines. However, we've recently changed that program where we don't really care too much. So that might be something for us to take a look at and see if you qualify. And if that does work, great. I can give you those terms, or have, you know, your rep give you those terms. If it doesn't work, then we can just offer you a reduced cost on this loan, if this loan works. And like I said, whether we earn your business or not, we always like to keep the door open. So if you end up going with this other company, you can always come to us in 3 or 4 months should things not work out for a refinance opportunity. We do a tremendous amount of refinancing.
All right. That sounds fair, Ruben. Yeah,
okay.
We can wait.
Okay. Yeah, and then like what I'd say is I'd strongly suggest going to myannualcreditreport.com, get a report free of charge, see what's on your credit report, and therefore, you know, you can address some of these issues, which I think, I know you're busy, but are very important.
Yeah, no, we got to, and listen, I'm aware of the personal thing, definitely. My personal, but we have to get it cleaned up. My personal credit suffered immensely the last 2 years at the expense of the company. I'm aware of that. The biggest thing was knowing that my son's delinquent student loan, and I co-signed for it. I'm responsible for it. We worked it out with Nelnet, and Nelnet sent us a letter telling them they removed it from my credit report as being delinquent. So
it might be not as delinquent, but there's definitely some issues there that need to be cleaned up regardless. They need to be cleaned up, and I hope you appreciate my frankness. It's not me beating around the bush.
I have to take care of it.
Okay. Give me a bit, and I'm going to holler back with you before the end of business your time, okay?
A lot, Ruben. I appreciate it. Pleasure.
You're welcome, Bill.
You
too, sir. Bye-bye.